25 May 1893. Statement of Deputy Abdullah Atam. Remaining from yesterday. Respected Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Sahib stated regarding matters related to the teachings of a revealed book that the proof of those who should also come from within that very book. In other words, a confusing mixture should not result in which some came from teachings of the book and some from the mind of the person who stands in support of those teachings. In reply to this, I request that I have made a short list, which Reverend Thomas Howell shall dictate, since I am a weak man, and it is as follows. First, multiplicity in unity. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. In the original, it is Yahweh Sidqenu. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and chapter 8, verse 10. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. You shall take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. Here the word is Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, Malachiah chapter 3, verse 1, in comparison to Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 10, in comparison to John chapter 19, verse 37. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, in comparison to John chapter 12, verse 37, verse 40 and verse 41. Second, necessary attributes of divinity in Christ. First, eternal. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. John chapter 17, verse 5. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. In comparison to Revelation chapter 2, verse 8, and Micah chapter 5, verse 20. Second, Creator. John chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 10. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15, 16, and 17. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. All of these in comparison to Proverbs chapter 8. Third, protector of all creation. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. In comparison to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3, and 10. Fourth, unchanging. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Psalms chapter 102, verses 25, 26, and 27, in comparison to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8, 10, 11, and 12. Fifth, omniscient. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 39. Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men. This is the definition of God Almighty. In comparison to Revelation chapter 2, verse 23, and all the churches shall know that I am He, meaning Jesus Christ, which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, chapter 9, verse 4, chapter 12, verse 25, Luke chapter 6, verse 8, chapter 9, verse 47, John chapter 1, verse 48, chapter 16, verse 30, chapter 21, verse 17, Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. Sixth, omnipresent, spatial. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. John chapter 3, verse 13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Temporal. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. John chapter 1, verse 48. Seventh, omnipotent. John chapter 5, verse 21. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Mark chapter 1, verse 27. John chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. Chapter 16, verse 15. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Eighth, immortal. John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. Third, Christ is the supreme sovereign. Romans chapter 14, verse 9. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15, which in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Acts chapter 10, verse 36, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. Fourth, authority over the entire universe. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew chapter 1, verse 17, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Fifth, worship of Christ. In these verses, the words that have been translated into prostration in the original language, they are proseukomai in Greek, which specifically mean worship of God. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, chapter 8, verse 2, chapter 9, verse 18, chapter 14, verse 33, chapter 15, verse 25, chapter 20, verse 20, and chapter 28, verse 9. Mark chapter 5, verse 6. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. The prophets, the saintly, and the angels kept vehemently forbidding such worship of themselves, but Jesus Christ did not forbid it. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, John refused. Acts chapter 10, verse 26, Peter refused. Chapter 14, verse 14, Paul refused. Sixth, supplication is made to Christ. Acts chapter 7, verse 59, "And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.'" Mark chapter 9, verse 24, Luke chapter 23, verse 42, John chapter 9, verse 38, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 and 9, Revelation chapter 5, verses 8, 12, and 13. Seventh, Christ shall judge the world. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Matthew chapter 13, verses 41, 42, 43, and chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. John chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, Acts chapter 10, verse 42. Eighth, Christ forgives sins. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6, "But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." Luke chapter 5, verses 20 to 26, chapter 7, verse 48. Ninth, Christ sends his angels. Matthew chapter 13, verse 41, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels." Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 22, verse 6. Note, if Jesus Christ was a mere man, then how could the above-mentioned attributes that can only be applied to the Almighty Being have been applied to him? Moreover, it should be clear that Christ has been tasked with such work relating to the salvation of man, his punishment, etc., that, apart from the Creator, no created beings could accomplish, and they have not been assigned to any other being in the Bible. Now, the answer to the remaining matters raised by you that could not be completed before. You refer, in opposing the divinity of Christ, this statement of his: "It is written in your books that ye are all gods, so why do you reject my being God?" Mirza Sahib states that at this occasion it would have been most fitting for Christ to explain his claim to divinity fully and prove it. Answer: I request you to understand that for a person to say something together with reasons pertaining thereto does not mean to deny any part that has not been mentioned. In other words, there is no denial of divinity in what was said. Jesus Christ intended to extinguish their anger because they wanted to stone him, as he had said that he was the Son of God. They took it to mean, and they were right, that by calling himself the Son of God, he had declared himself equal to God. Thus he had blasphemed, and that is why they were stoning him. He asked, how could he be accused of blasphemy by the use of the word Allah? Was it not written in books of their prophets that the judges and other venerable people were called gods? If they were called gods and not deemed guilty of blasphemy, then why accuse me of blasphemy, whom God has sanctified? All this makes it very clear that the fire of their insanity was extinguished, and by use of these words, he neither admitted nor rejected his divinity. That is all. The rest later. Signature, English, Henry Martin Clark, President, representing Christians. Signature, English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President, representing Muslims.